We're doing our class on the Jewish home, and our subject tonight is loyalty. Loyalty. Hashem created us different. When a man gets engaged to a woman, shortly thereafter, his loyalties shift. Because man goes through two stages. Al ken yazov ishet aviv et imo. Man leaves his parents. As man grows, he leaves. And then v'davak b'ishtoy, connect with his wife. But the fact that we leave, we go out to work, we go out to yeshiva, we leave, makes it that we really have severed from them, and we are waiting for someone else to be connected to. And that's why men will very often have tremendous loyalty to their kala, to their wife, to her family. At the juncture of engagement, marriage, they haven't yet built a life together, and he's already willing to do a lot. And man naturally expects woman to be just like him. And he expects tremendous loyalty from her. Basically, when they get engaged. We're getting engaged, right? Chazal tell us that women are built differently. And it's not that they don't have loyalty. It's that their loyalty is expressed in different ways than men. And that it takes time. And let's see how this plays itself out. Step one, maybe let's skip to the end and then work our way backwards. A woman will naturally have tremendous loyalty to her husband and to her children. And that means that, let's say your wife tries on a dress and you're in a rush and she asks you, what do you think? And you'll say, it's okay. She might never wear that dress again. And 2 years later, she'll ask you, do you think I should give this dress away? And you'll say, why? Isn't it a nice dress? And she'll say, because you don't like it. And you'll say, I don't like it? Why don't I like it? And she'll say, no, 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 you don't like it. And you'll say, why? It's okay. And she'll say, you see, it's okay. It's not, you don't think it's nice. And you'll say, no, 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 I meant it's nice. And she'll say, right, but you don't like it as much as, say, this dress or that dress. And you're not sure what you're supposed to say at that point. Because if you say it's the same, then maybe she won't wear those two dresses either. Right? So you're not sure. You're like a little bit in the corner at that moment. You're not sure what the right answer is. But you're thinking, and you tell her, no, 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 I really think it's nice. Why don't you try it on again? Because I think it's nice. And you will have a very hard time getting her to wear that again. Because in her mind, the second you gave this parve response, she's already feeling like you don't like this. And so she's not going to do it. It could be that one time you guys were visiting your parents, her parents, and you'll mention, did you notice how delicious your mother's soup was? And she'll go, I make the same soup. And you'll say, yeah, but your mother added parsley. It made all the difference. And then for the rest of your life, you will get parsley in your soup. And one day you'll ask your wife, did you notice you put a lot of parsley in the soup? And she'll go, yeah. And you'll go, well, why? And she'll say, you kidding me? You know how hard I work? They don't sell parsley in our local store. I buy that parsley, and then I clean it, and then I check it for bugs, and I always stick it in the soup, and I don't even like parsley in the soup, but you like it. And you look at her and say, I like it? I haven't been saying anything about it for a long time, but what made you think I like it? And she'll say, what do you mean? You haven't been saying anything about it for a long time. I've been killing myself to put parsley in the soup. What do you mean you haven't been saying anything for a long time? Now you're on the defensive and you don't even know why, and you're saying, when did I say I like parsley in the soup? And she says, you don't remember? 3 years ago, we were by my mother, and you said the soup was great. And you're thinking, We were by your mother 3 years ago, and she says, you said it was great, and you said it was great because it was parsley in the soup, and ever since then I've been killing myself to put parsley in the soup, and now you're telling me you don't like the parsley in the soup. And now she's on the verge of tears, and you don't want to laugh, but you're not really sure what happened here. And you say, I like parsley in the soup sometimes. And she goes, oh, sometimes. Are you going to tell me when those sometimes are? Or do I have to guess? Because I made soup the way I thought you liked it. And then we went to my mother. And then you said that that soup was better. So ever since then, I've been killing myself to put parsley in the soup. Now I get to hear that you don't always like parsley in the soup. So you're going to think this is funny or annoying or weird because you're male. And she is going to be super frustrated with you, and she's going to say, couldn't you have said something clear about it? You know, I've been working very hard the last 3 years to get you parsley. Now I get to hear you haven't liked my soup for the last 3 years. Is there anything I do you do like? And you're standing there thinking, aren't you being a little bit melodramatic? I like your soup. No, you just said you don't. No, I do like your soup. No, you just said you don't. You said you didn't like it when I didn't put parsley in, and now you're telling me for 3 years you haven't been liking it because I do put parsley in. And you're standing there thinking, I could never win. They express their loyalty in ways that are different than the way we express it. And so we don't even hear it. It's not that women are less loyal. It's that it's expressed differently. One of the challenges is that men want to hear it where women won't say it. So we'll take an example. Your wife's cell phone wasn't working right. So you went, and as busy as your day was, you went to get it fixed and you did everything. And when you get back home, you hear she had car trouble that day. So you say, you know, you didn't call me when you had car trouble. And she goes, yeah, I didn't call you because I was just on the phone with my father. And he dropped everything. And he came out to help me and he fixed the car. Isn't he amazing? You're not so happy to hear that moment, right? You're standing there thinking, I'm amazing. Honey, hello? I'm amazing. I dropped everything and dealt with your cell phone. So you're polite and you're mature, so you're not saying that. You're saying, yeah, your dad's really nice. And she goes, oh, you don't like my dad? And you say, no, your dad's really nice. It's so nice of him that he dropped everything, and you're trying to be sincere, and all you're thinking about is, I also dropped a lot of plans today to fix your cell phone, but you're not going to say it right now, because you know right now she's in the middle of telling you her dad's amazing. So you wait, and you try being nice, and she's like, oh, okay, I won't tell you my dad was amazing, but he did drop everything, and he did come out, and he did take it to be fixed, and he even paid and wouldn't let me pay back, and he spent the time with me to make sure I could get back home. And you say, I said he's amazing, I said he's nice, and I appreciate it. I'm even going to pick up the phone now and call him and say thank you. And she goes, yeah, but something's upsetting you. And you don't know what to say at that point. And you say, no, he's amazing. But now you're stuck. And then about an hour later, you pull out the cell phone and you say, you know, I took care of your cell phone. And she goes, thanks. And then you've had it, and then you say, yeah, but your dad is amazing. I just get a thanks, but your dad is amazing. And she looks at you and says, no, honey, you're also amazing. And you go, thanks. And then you will have scenarios where her dad says something and you disagree with it. You meet together for a family event and her dad says, I think the world's biggest blessing is that Trump became president. And you're standing there thinking, yeah, you whisper to your wife, now the Russians not only can do espionage on the rest of the world, they have their own man to do espionage on the United States. Yeah, isn't that great? And your wife looks at you and says, my father has a political science major. What do you know about politics? And you look back at her and you're not sure what to say. But you definitely get the feeling she's not on your side. Is she not being loyal to you? Men will very often make the mistake of putting their wife at a place where she has to choose between them and her family. Women will naturally avoid that and will avoid saying things that are negative about their family. And it doesn't matter how right you are. And you can argue, and you can point it out, and you can be super frustrated, and if you're smart, you just don't go there. Compliment her family, say nice things about her family. Don't put her in a position where she has to choose between the two of you. In truth, so long as you're not the one putting her there, over time she will choose you and the family. So long as you're not the one who's saying, you see your dad's wrong, you see your mom's wrong, you see I love you more than them, you see I'm taking better care of you than them. If you try that, which many men do, you'll be disappointed. She will not want to say they're bad and you're good. She will not want to say that your family's great and her family stinks. She won't want to say that, and it doesn't matter how much your family stinks. That's not part of the way a woman works. Don't put her there. You will notice over time, if you pay attention, that she has phenomenal loyalty. In a normal marriage, she has amazing loyalty over time. And it expresses itself in many decisions. Let's take an example. Before you're married, so she will choose clothing with her mother. And when her mother says something's nice, then it's nice. That's what she's used to, possibly, depending on her age. And many chatanim get all uptight because they think, will my mother-in-law always be deciding what my wife's wardrobe is? Don't worry. After you're married, your opinion will be most important. That's the way it works in a normal marriage. But us men are a little bit dodo birds on this. We don't even register this aspect of loyalty. The fact that she can have a favorite dress, but you made a comment and she won't wear it, we don't even see the loyalty in that. The fact that you will tell her, you know, I love the dress we got engaged in. And on your fifth anniversary, when she's 9 months pregnant and her stomach's coming up to her teeth, and you will tell her, maybe you'll put on that dress, she will try. She will try. She got engaged in that dress, and you said you like it. And now us men, we don't really realize what reality is. So she will try, and you will hear after 20 minutes, she'll go like, do you really think I should be doing this? And you'll say, is it working? You know, it is nice. And she says, I am 9 months pregnant. And you go, well, let's see. And suddenly she comes out and it's popping at the seams on all sides. And you're standing there thinking, I have to say it looks nice now. Right? What am I supposed to say now? We don't see the loyalty in that. We're looking for loyalty in places that are competitive. Because men are competitive. Men always want to feel like they're winning. If a woman wants to make a man happy, she just has to tell him he's the best. Doesn't matter at what. He put on the kids' shoes. You are the best at putting the kids' shoes on. Boy, I feel great. Sounds funny. It's true. It's true. I'm telling you, watch. All of you know it's the game. You're the best at putting on a blue shirt. You're the best at putting on a sweater. You're the best at crossing your feet. Honestly, didn't you feel good? Come on, you know it's a game, but you feel good. You're the best at smiling. You're the best at matching your yarmulke with the jacket. You're the best. Where's Benny go? You're the best at putting on a white shirt for class. You're the best at focusing during class. Honestly, you know it's a game, but you feel good. It doesn't matter. Men, you tell them they're the best at something, I won. Men like to think I won. That's why when you play a game, if you ever play a board game with your wife, she might not mind showing you her cards at Rummy Cup. Men will cheat and women will rarely cheat. Men want to win and women want to play. in life, men want to win. I want to know I won. I don't just want it to be a good time. I want it to be the best. So that's why men look for loyalty in competition. Loyalty isn't just you did what's good for me, but I am more important than him. I'm better than him. That's not where women show loyalty. If you won't force her to be you as opposed to her dad, you as opposed to her brother, then you're going to see a lot of loyalty. The flip side is also true. Men think that showing loyalty involves saying your cooking is better than my mom. I'm very loyal to her. I might not think it, but I'm going to say it because I'm so loyal to her. I'm willing to even say that because in our mind, that's where loyalty comes in, when it's competition. In their mind, it doesn't have to be that way. And so we look for that loyalty where they don't express it naturally. And then we get super frustrated. Well, whose side are you on anyways? And even if you thought Trump was a good thing, why'd you have to say it? Is it so important? Will our marriage change? Had you kept quiet and let me think you agreed with me, wouldn't our marriage be better? Isn't our marriage worth more than you taking your father's side about Trump? She's looking at you like, what are you getting all excited about? So I'm allowed to have my father's opinion. And you tell her, in all honesty, do you really have an opinion or were you just siding with your father? In other words, are you really being loyal to me or loyal to him? Because the subject is much less relevant. So we have to calm down and realize that women over time are very loyal. That's the natural course of a healthy marriage. Women's loyalty does not express itself where men are looking for it. You put her in a competition between you and someone else that's dear to her, she will have a challenge, she won't know how to deal with it. If you ask her, could you make me a good dinner, she'll make it for you. If you ask her, could you make sure I get a better dinner than the kids, you put her in a bind. Who do you love more, me or the kids? Don't ask her that. Women are not about competition. But I'm willing to tell her she's more dear to me than the kids. Yeah, you're a man. We work differently. Competition is less relevant to them, and they don't want to be there. Why can't we all just be together? Ah, so I'm not more important than your dad. But I can't love you and my dad? Don't put her there. It's not about competition. And again, in truth, women's loyalty develops to a tremendous extent to the family and to their husbands. But it doesn't express itself the way ours does. It does not express itself through competitiveness. And we have to be open to that. And here we'll conclude with a very important and true point. If we're open to seeing the good, it's there. If you're willing to see the loyalty in the way she dresses, in the million things that she does, because that's what she thinks you want, it's there. But we're blind to it. We're looking for it where they don't express it. We're looking for it in competition. Now, if there are women listening to the class, do me a favor, tell your husband he's the best. The word you're the best has to come out of your mouth about 20 times a day. A man will never tire of hearing he's the best. You're the best at combing your hair. Really? I didn't think I had hair. But that doesn't matter. She said, I'm the best at it. It's good. I'm happy. Anytime you hear that, you're happy. Now you learned a trick on how to make a man happy. Okay, we'll do Dov's minute.